Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour this evening. I just give God all reverence and praise, who is my light. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I first of all just give God reverence. I give him reverence and praise. He is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank God again for being right here on this day. I give him praise. I give him glory. I magnify his holy name on tonight. I just thank God for what it is tonight. I'm so excited tonight. You know, sometimes God pushes us. See how he stretches us. He don't pushes, but he stretches us. So I thank and praise God on this night. We're going to get ready to have a scripture. We're going to have our devotion first. Short devotion. We're going to have scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to go into our testimony service. We're going to, I guess I read what God got in front of me. We're going to be reading from Psalms 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why standest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doeth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasted of his heart desires and blesses the covenant whom the Lord abhors. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, or I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret place doeth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He doeth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He crouches and humble himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will not see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thy hands. Forget not the humble. I have just read you from Psalms chapter 10, from the first verse down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song before we have prayer.
Change you, God. Make me more like
you.
Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create a clean heart. Let you worship you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah.
Make me more.
Yes, Father. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Watch me through and through. Just create.
We come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing, God, and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we just come just giving you praise and giving you glory. We come magnifying your holy name on tonight. We come glorifying your name this evening, God. And we just thank you today, Lord, for all that you've done, God, and all that you're doing, God, and all that you're going to do, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, Father, we come stretching our hands towards you, God, and lifting our hands up to you, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus, and just giving you all the praise, Lord, and all the glory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Father, hallelujah, we just come right now, God, and just thanking you right now, God, and for this opportunity and to seek your face this evening, and while you may be found, God, and call on your name this evening, God, and while you're near today, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you today to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost may teach us and minister to us on today, in the name of Jesus. Move me from myself, Father. Move me out of myself, God. Move this vessel right here. Move it, God, and that the Holy Spirit may take up temple right now, God, and may take up and reside here, God, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise this evening, and I give you glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, send your anointing this evening, God. Send your anointing, God, and let your power fall, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, God, and let your power fall this evening. Send the power, God, and let it rain this evening, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, let the anointing rain on us, God, and everyone under the sound of my voice this evening. And in the mighty name of Jesus, let your power fall this evening, God, and in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, I bind the strong man, God, with every power and authority that you've given me. I bind the strong man and every demonic force. I bind every witch and every wizard, every warlock and every psychic, every demon on assignment. You are bound right now. You are stopped in your step right now by all power that the Father given us to tread over serpents and scorpions in the name of Jesus. You have no power. God didn't give it to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Father. I give you glory to see you. And I give you praise today. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to pray or be used by you. Whatever and however you want to do it, God, it's all about you and less about me. In the name of Jesus, however you want to do it, God, it's all on you, God. I have no power and authority of myself. It's only you, God. It's only about you, Lord. Father, I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, Jesus. Amen and amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. I just give God all praise this evening. I've been going through some things. But it's all right. It's all right. Sometimes God will put you on an assignment and stretch you and see how you're going to work it. And God worked it for me. And he's still working it for me. Because I got to leave out of here about 10 minutes to 8. I got a 7-year time, but 10 minutes to 8 years running for this job in the name of Jesus. But God knows all things. I can't let stuff like this stop me. I cannot let it stop me. I just give God the praise today. I give God the glory right now. I just bless his holy name today. He's been all and more for me. He's done all and more, and I just thank him. I thank him. He's been keeping me for 65 years. These are my testimonies. God don't never stop being good to me. He's always good. He's better than good. He's better than good to me. He's good, good. And I just thank God today. I give God the praise. I give him the glory. I magnify his name. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to be called a child of God. It's an honor. I ain't got to be called apostle or doctor or pastor. Just call me a child of God. That's all right with me. That's good enough for me. Just if I can just be associated with it. I just want to be connected with the true vine. I thank God today. He is so awesome. He's awesome. And I thank him on today. Bless his holy name today. And I give God glory today. I don't know what else to say and what to do because God is, he's providing for me. He's making a way when it seemed to be no way. He's just doing all these things for me. You know, it's, I could have called off a prayer meeting tonight. I could have called off Bible study last night that I taught in my car because I was at work. But I can't let nothing stop me. Not nothing come between me and God. Not height nor depth. Not nothing. Not nothing and nobody come between God and myself. I can't do it because God is such a good God and he's so worthy to be praised. I just can't. God is good in all, in all that he do for me. In all that he do for me. I just thank him. You know, I don't have enough praise to give him. My mouth can't move as much praise as he deserves. I just can't. But I still got this praise down on the inside of me. And I'm going to keep this praise because the more he do, the more I want to praise. Even if he don't do nothing else, I want to praise him for what he already done. God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. I tell you, God is a good God. And he's so worthy. When I tell you, when I look back over my life, when I just look back, and all the things, all this stuff he blocked me from, all of this hurt and pain he blocked me from, I just thank God. I thank him right now. He's been so good to me. I thank him right now. I thank God for all of this. I just thank God for how he's covered my husband and myself and my family. I thank God today. He is the one true and living God. And I thank him on today. I thank God today. This is my testimony. Even when God stretches you, you got to be found doing what God calls you to do. You can't let nothing move you. You can't let nothing separate you from God. You can't do it. You need to stay on the battlefield. You need to stay and do what God say do. I don't care about being tired. This body just don't have to obey me. I don't care. I worked all night. I don't care. But I got to do what I got to do for the Lord. Because God's been so good to me. And I just want this one more testimony. The other night, I was at home. And we had just really gotten to bed. I don't know. Maybe I fell asleep. I don't know. But I saw somebody was getting ready to break in because my ring went off. And it was a time of morning that nobody should have been out. So I grabbed my phone and I looked at it. And I just looked at it and it was a bird. It was white. And you can see the glory glowing from this bird. And then he sit right there on the arm of the porch. I said, look at you, God. Protection. He wants me to know you protected. You covered because I done put the blood over the doorpost. You covered. I got your angel standing out here on the porch guarding this house. This property belongs to me and everything that's in it. And I thank God today. I thank him today. That's why I can't turn my back. I can't stop doing what he said. I don't care how tired I am. I don't care about that. All I care about is doing what God called me to do. The assignments that he give us, we got to fulfill those assignments. We got to do what he says. You think I like get going to work at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock at night, an assignment. They told the man today he had 6 months if he had that. Took him back to the hospital last night. They didn't put him in hospice. But, oh, I got a chance to cover him in the blood, and I got a chance to break. God is a good God. And I'm about ready to walk away. Because my assignment is just about over with him. But he said, you're going to have to do him, and you're going to have to stay committed to what I called you to do. So I thank God for that opportunity. I thank God on today. And I'm going to play a song, and we're going to, anybody else have any testimonies on tonight? I'm just going to play a song, though. I'm so sick of this thing. I don't know what to do. Come on now. The devil is a lie. In the name of Jesus, you're a lie. You're a lie. Oh, you know what? I cut it off, y'all.
I'm just going on. It seems like I'm doing everything I can. Everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you need to do? And still, just you step forward and just 5 steps back. And you say, God, what in the world is going on? I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came, and I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than I can praise you.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
All you my life.
All you my life.
And praise you.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Even if I'm trying for
So good
to me.
No.
Glory to God. I just want to say God is so good. We wake up every day and we take life for granted. We take this breath that he breathed into our nostrils for granted. I just thank and praise God for waking me up this morning. I'm not all that I want to be right now, but I just thank and praise God that he is carrying me at this time. You know, I'm a little weak. I'm not all that, but I just thank and praise God for giving me strength, and I'm going to give him some praise. I don't know if I'm waking up in the morning or not. So I'm going to take this opportunity, and I'm going to give God some praise, because praise, he is due praise. Glory, hallelujah. He is due our praise. Praise is what I do. We ought to praise God. See, a lot of times, that's what's be going on with us. We are ungrateful. We don't praise God enough. We take things for granted every day, getting up, going to work, driving on these dangerous highways and byways. It is time that we get a praise in our mouth, and I just want to give God some glory and honor today. Hallelujah, for he is my everything. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to testify, and he did it again. Lord, you are good. He did it again. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophetess Sarah. Amen. God bless you. That was just right on time, because we do take it for granted. And that's why I be trying to get on the live just to pray for somebody, because people don't see how important it is to thank him, to give him praise. They don't see him how think, and they just take that for granted, some of them do. And I just want to pray for somebody. I just want to bless somebody. I just want to be there for somebody. I just want to have somebody's back. I want to be able to be used by God so I can help somebody. I just want to be God's helper when he needed. I want to be God's mouthpiece when he said. I just want to be God's heart when he do have me doing something for somebody without always having my hand out. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity in me, even though, like I said, he's stretching me because, hey, I got to run here and run there, but it's all right as long as I get a chance to call on the name of Jesus, to seek him, to know that he's with me. Like she said, know he's carrying me. I just thank God today, because I couldn't do this on my own. I can do what I'm doing on my own. I can stay up 12 straight hours sitting in a chair on my own and then come home and get on the live broadcast and pray like I pray. Sometimes it's better than others, but I truly know that when I don't have control over my mind, the Holy Spirit have control over them. When whatever comes up from the Holy Spirit comes out, I thank God. I don't even remember praying this morning. I don't even remember what I said. I don't remember nothing too much this morning. But I thank God that I had this empty vessel waiting to be used by God. And I came right down these steps and got on here and did what I needed to do. I thank God that he can use me. I just thank God. It may not seem, it don't seem like a lot to some people, but it seemed like a whole lot to me. And I appreciate God using me. I appreciate God covering me. I just appreciate the Lord. I'm telling you, I thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you today. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God, you are so worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise you with every breath that you give me. I praise you. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not going to let a rock cry out for me. I'm going to pray.
praising them with every chance I get. I don't want the rock standing for me. I want to be the one that gives the rock the praise, to give Jesus praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said it get rough sometimes, but we got to hang on in there. Hallelujah. So said the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I hear that song. They hung him high and they stretched him wild. And Jesus was stretched for us, you know. And he was stretched for us. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. And sometimes we got to be stretched. Sometimes we got to be going through tests and trials, you know. Sometimes, you know, because God is building us and he's making us and he's molding us and he's shaping us in the name of Jesus. I thank God. And you know, when you're around people, hallelujah, when you're around places where people are dying every day, you know, then you see how grateful you need to be that God spared your life. How grateful that you should be that you don't have COVID. How grateful or nothing, not just COVID, nothing. I just thank God on tonight. I thank God because I thought the man had COVID. His breathing was so shallow. But I thank God that he don't, that he didn't vaccinate. Even though we ain't got a rapid test. I thank God. I thank God tonight. I thank God every chance I get. We don't know how blessed we are. We just don't know. God is so good to us. And I thank God. I thank God for a roof over my head. I thank God for each one of y'all. Y'all just don't know. I love y'all so much. Each one of y'all are my heart. I'm telling you, my heartbeat. And I love my family. I love my family, my church members. I love y'all. I'm telling you, you're so dear to my heart. I'm telling you. And I give God praise for each one of y'all. Because tonight, Friday, y'all don't have to be on here. You don't have to. But I thank you. I thank you for obedience. I thank you for doing it. I thank you. And I thank God. I thank God for each one of y'all. God is giving wisdom and knowledge tonight. Hallelujah. He said more wisdom, divine wisdom, and divine knowledge tonight. I could see him like rubbing his hand on somebody's head, just a rubbing. Divine wisdom, how cool of a city. Divine knowledge. Sense, he said, sense. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. New revelation, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, I can see. Hallelujah. Yera basandero si di become a masi. Oh, yes, God. He's so worthy, y'all. He's so worthy, y'all. He worthy. Hallelujah. Yes, God. My eyes on fire. My ears on fire. I thank God tonight. I thank God. I thank God. I thank you, Master. Thank you for coming tonight. In the name of Jesus, just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Prophetess Harris, the Lord say, just step on out on faith. I don't know what you're asking him for. But he said, step right on out. Step right on out on faith. Just step out. Hallelujah. If it's just a grain, just a seed, just step out on faith that God has given you. For whatever it is you asking God for, and you go ahead on and make a move. Hallelujah. And do what you're asking God to do. It's already done. He waiting on you to make the move. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah. No more poverty. I bind that demon, poverty. No more poverty. No more, hallelujah. You go back to the pit of hell where you come from. Ain't no poverty here. We rich people. We the king's kid. We the king's kid. We have an inheritance. And we rich. And we millionaires and trillionaires. And in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare today that money cometh right now. In the name of Jesus, that more hands will be itching. You're going to be scratching. Talking about my hand itching. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, pay attention. Hallelujah. Behold. Hallelujah. He says, listen. Hallelujah. Pay attention today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I hear him say right early. Hallelujah. He going to do it again. Seven. And he going to keep doing it. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, that the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong in my sabandi. He is this King of glory. He is the King of glory. Yes, God, he is the King of glory. He is the lifter up of our heads. When our head is hanging down, when we don't have no other person to talk to, when we don't know which way to go, he is the lifter up of our head. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. We got to depend on him. Mighty Father, mighty God. Strong name, in the name of Jesus, lift up your head, hallelujah, yes, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, stay encouraged tonight, stay encouraged tonight, stay encouraged, hallelujah, stand firm, hallelujah, stand, hallelujah, when you done did everything else, stand on the word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know that's the highest praise that you can give him. It's hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes when we asking God for things, we ask God for things, but he be saying, you don't give me enough praise. You need to praise me more. Even when you just sitting by yourself, even when you watching television, even when you grabbing your car, you need to praise me. Even when you on the bus, and when you on the bus stop, and when you walking down the street, and when you exercising, you need to give God praise, and you need to praise him even the more, even more than you was praising him. Because when praises go up, blessings come down. When praises go up, hallelujah. Ooh. Blessing. I see him falling out the sky. Oh, yeah, that was sacrilege. Out the sky. Hot like gifts. that all around them, they just falling down. They falling down. They blessings after blessings. You got to give God praise. Even when you don't feel like praising God, you praise him anyway. Praise him on the mountaintop in the name of Jesus. Praise him down in the valley. Hallelujah. You got to praise God even when you don't want to praise him. You got to do what you got to do in the name of Jesus. Like you got to know that you know him, that you know him, that you know him, that Jesus died for you. Hallelujah.
Prophetess Moore, and God wants you to read more. Read more. Read more. Ooh, my eyes is on fire, y'all. He said, don't get quiet. Read. If you have to walk through there and read out loud, read. Hallelujah. Anything you do for God, give it your best. I don't care what it is. If he can say, run down to the one block, run 10. That's, I'm just giving you an example. If he said run one block, you run 10. You do the best that you can. You do the best that you can. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And God gonna make you happy. I don't know what he mean by that, but he gonna make you happy. His will be done. Lord, I give you praise tonight. I give you glory. Lord, do it for them. Lord, you know what they praying and asking for. Do it for them, Lord. Please, touch my daughter's body tonight. Touch on the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Healing virtues run through it. Her body. Hallelujah. Do it tonight. Bless their homes, their households. Bless them. Cover them. Bless their wives. Bless their husbands. Do it, Jesus. Their children, grandchildren, families. Bless tonight. Let your power fall on them, down on them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I ask all these things, do it for them, Lord. You know what they need, do it for them. I pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. I'm not rushing, but I do have to go. But I just thank and praise God for just this time. And just this time, I thank and praise God. So I'm going to get ready to just close out. And we'll be right back here Sunday morning with our communion. Mm-hmm. We're going to have communion service on Sunday. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you always before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. God keep you all.
I will talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. Love you. Have a good night.
Love you all. Amen. Thank you.
Love you. Amen. Good night.
Love you. God bless you.
Bless you all.
God bless you.
Hi, Prophetess Sattler. Good to hear from you.
And I hung up.
God bless you. Love you. Good night.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Love you all.
God bless you.
Prophetess
Lane
got
love
in my
you.
Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Prophetess Morton. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Bye-bye.